Yo, thank you for taking your time out to be with me today, Ryan.
Thank you for having me.
So I'm gonna give you a little insight. You are a big inspiration, a piece of some inspiration for me, because you were one of the first businesses I've seen clothing wise that started and committed to it and still kept going about it while branching out into other avenues and areas and arenas. So I said, oh, he can do it. Oh, this is too, I could see this. This is, oh, I could do it too. It gave like a little oomph to push forward. So I'm extra excited now. I was super excited. You see, I brought my gear out.
Yeah, see, you got the throwback. Heck, got the throwback Taylor Gang sweatshirt on. Got
the crew.
Forest University crew hat on. Yes. Vintage.
Yes.
OG supporter.
Heck yeah. So, wanted to just sit back and ask you, what gave you the initiative to even go about starting your clothing line, Forest?
Yeah, so it's kind of like a twofold situation. As you know, went to Shinley High School and high
right.
school.
Right, go Spartans.
Yeah. Go Spartans. 06.
All right. 07.
Still got love for y'all, but just like me and my friends, like my group of my friends from high school, we just kind of like spoke differently and weird. Like we put different, you know, enunciations on different words, and
right. We
never said we were fresh. We always called ourselves like Farash.
Right.
Yeah. So from that, it derived to us being a crew. Like we called ourselves Farash Crew, and then for years, just like we go around calling ourselves Farash Crew. You know, we throw little parties here and there. But one year for Christmas, because we had talked about getting clothes made and whatnot.
Right.
I got everybody some shirts for Christmas. I designed like two designs, but getting shirts done, you had to get more than 12 shirts.
Right.
So, or more than just five shirts. It was only like five of us.
Right.
So you had to get like 12 of each design.
And broke,
exactly. So I got the shirts made, gave them theirs, and then we all ended up wearing them to one of our New Year's parties, the New Year's soiree we called it. And then at that party, everyone was just like, yo, where can we get the shirts? Because they heard us call ourselves that. So we just ended up selling the rest of them that night. And then it was just like, yo, maybe we can just start making some clothes. And, you know, there wasn't too many local streetwear brands that I was personally just like in love with at the time. So like, let's try to make some clothes.
And yeah, y'all took it to a whole nother level. I love the Fresh Picked. Love that one.
Yes.
And then it was, of course, the Crew University. I was like, I said, I wanted some more pieces. I ended up getting a few shirts from it.
Okay.
I said, I couldn't fan. I said, I want to get some a little bit. Let me pull out some. But how many lines have you had since then?
Oh, man, so many. We're pushing into the end of our ninth year.
Dang.
Yeah, so
nine
it's been
years.
It's been a lot. It's, you know, we've done plenty of summer collections, ton of spring collections, winters, special collaborations, like, you know, like the one you're wearing with Taylor Gang, and, you know, just random pieces here and there, the Pittsburgh hat.
Right.
You know, we've, I don't know, maybe over 18 collections, maybe 15, 18 collections.
Dang,
something
seasonal,
like
every season.
Yeah, we try to. There's been a couple years where it was a little bit slower than others, but yeah, we've been trying to hone in and release clothing at least
seasonally. Well, your consistency damn sure has been key. It damn sure has been.
Hey, that's all we can try to do, you know?
Now, what avenues, what other areas have you branched out into outside of just the clothing?
Personally, so at the beginning of 2016, I ended up quitting my job, and I got about 4 months into it. I got an opportunity with a venue by the name of Spirit to produce an event.
You're right.
I produced an event called The City. It was like as far as brand's version of what a mini festival looked like. So it was just a mixed genre or mixed bag of different artists.
Right.
We had Tyree, who's a rapper. Ooh. We had Bentley Hardware Company, who's like this Americana like folk.
Okay, it's a good little mix.
We had Chalk Dinosaur, who's like a one-man, kind of like synthy, like, you know, funk, one man band situation, and then the whole night wrapped up with a DJ set by Socrate and Christo. Christo's on tour right now with Jid, but yeah, that particular event did really well. So well that the venue had asked me to produce a separate event on a different night. And it was drummer versus DJ. So between the city and the drummer versus DJ doing well, they just opened up the door and said, hey, is there some and I got ended up securing some more dates there. And then I actually got asked in that time to manage an event called Down in Derby.
Okay.
Which is a roller skating, roller disco party.
I feel like I've seen that. See, I just started coming back outside.
Yeah. No, you're here.
Look. So I feel like I've been seeing a lot of your events through, because I know sometimes I check out more so on Twitter, if anything.
Right.
I always see that always updated frequently. And then I'll try to go onto your Facebook and look at little events that's going on, make sure I do a share or two. But
appreciate that. Thank you.
You damn sure are busy. You're busy. You're flourishing. What's next for you? What you doing next?
Oh, there's so many.
Your buttons is dope. I like them.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Try to keep some pins on. But you know, what's next is kind of like whatever you know we or I feel the city is in need of. You know,
right.
From here and coming up in the city, you know, we just it wasn't a ton of access to a lot of things in like the music, arts, and entertainment for us.
Right.
You know what I mean? It just wasn't. It wasn't particularly comfortable. You know, I'm sure me and every other dude that I know could have stories about the South Side or any other places that
they
couldn't get in because of what they were wearing or, you know, whatever the case may be.
Yeah. We gotta create our own spaces.
Right. So it was just kind of like, you know, during events and doing event production was kind of filling that void, like trying to create some safe spaces and some places that, you know, we can go and feel comfortable and feel welcome and hear our music.
Right.
And then with clothing, you know, it was just kind of like, I didn't really see too much in the way of streetwear. So it's kind of, I guess it's like filling needs as I see them.
Yeah.
You know?
Necessity creates innovation, so.
I think that's kind of what has been going on, just like where I see a need or I see something I personally struggle with or I don't see happening here that I see happening in other places.
Right.
I try to bring it here.
Bring it here. Instead of having to always leave to go do it, we can create our own space and actually enjoy it.
Exactly. You know, people leave and go to Philly and D.C. and New York, and those places are great, but I think Pittsburgh deserves quality entertainment, fashion, art, clothing, whatever have you, here. So what I try to do is use what I know. You know, travel, get things from different places and bring them back here so y'all can enjoy them.
Well, you've been doing a good job.
Yeah.
Branching out. It's definitely become addictive. Everyone's getting on. Everyone's riding a train. I appreciate it because at first, you know, you got to start exploring and come back and just say, hey, are we going to make it great or complain that everything's so late?
Right.
Honestly.
Right. That's one thing I hear a lot of too is, you know, people will say, yo, Pittsburgh is late to this or, you know, Pittsburgh isn't up to speed. And I think there's a lot of people here to consume it because if no one was enjoying it, then there'd be no one to complain. So obviously people know what's out there. It's just someone facilitating and structuring, you know, things around what's happening.
Right.
Like actually putting it to action as opposed to just talking about it.
So you're a full-time entrepreneur.
Full-time entrepreneur, yeah.
How does that feel?
Amazing.
It is?
It's incredible. Yes, it's like,
you know,
it's work, but it feels like I've been on vacation for, you know, some years. You know what I mean? Like for about a year and a half. It's just, you know, I wake up and do exactly what I want to do. You know, help people, support people, able to, you know, throw some really cool events, provide some people with some awesome clothing.
Swear.
And, you know, people want to see it, so they support it, and by supporting it, I continue to facilitate. So
I'm excited.
Yeah, it's been
great. Excited to see what's next.
It's been great.
Keep doing it. Thank you so much for this.
No,
I
not
appreciate
a problem at all.
This.
Thank you for having me. Please continue to do this. The city needs it.
Heck yeah, bridge this gap.